Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going where no man or woman has gone before. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Paul McFarland, who is the lead flight director at the new Challenger Center in Sparks.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Jesse Gutierrez, Liz McMenamin, and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm delighted to welcome as a guest a 30-plus-year friend, Paul McFarland, who is lead flight director for the Challenger Learning Center of Northern Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for hosting.
You know, I watched the series Cosmos, and the thing that was stunning 30 years later about watching the new version of Cosmos was how much more we know, how great the universe is, how far it's expanding. I mean, there were episodes where my head was hurting, you know, trying to absorb all this. Is science becoming fascinating for kids again?
I think it is. That's a wonderful thing. That frontier, it's part of our spirit, I think. But kids are naturally curious, and we need to foster that curiosity. And NASA's exploring in a variety of different ways. There's the human transport missions. There are the probes that are heading out. And then there's all these exoplanets that we're discovering around other stars now. And
what does
that
mean?
That's an amazing frontier. So exoplanets are extrasolar planets. Those are planets that exist around all these other stars in our galaxy. And when I was a student, we didn't know if there were other planets around the stars. We thought there probably were, but now we're able to detect these and confirm the existence of these with instruments like the Kepler Space Telescope. So when you present that to students, that these planets are out there, that's amazing for their imagination. It gets them fired up. And I have not yet met kids that don't get excited, whether they're younger students, high school students, university students. When they come and are part of a Mars mission at our center, they just get excited about the possibilities of where we can and should go. So I think we're in an exciting time in terms of innovation, and here locally, as we're looking at new possibilities, we're excited to be able to raise up that next generation of scientists and innovators and community leaders.
So, you know, one of the things we talk about in education is we need to have more interest in, they say, STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Absolutely.
So how does the Challenger program relate back to STEM, and what do you do, and what kind of background do you need to get involved in the Challenger program?
Certainly. Well, you know, they started 28 years ago. The families, the Challenger astronauts, wanted to do something to encourage students to pursue careers in science and engineering. And so they created the first center there in Texas where young people could be a part of a NASA-based mission to the moon or Mars. And simulation is one of the best educational models that there is. If you can't do the actual thing, then doing a simulation that's as close to the actual thing is the best way to do it, as opposed to an artificial paper and pencil test. So Challenger Centers really started the whole field of STEM in many ways and kind of opened it up. And now it's everywhere you look, at universities and in school districts. It does give students the opportunity not just to hear a speaker that's in the field of science or to read a book or to hear a lecture, but to become a scientist on the mission. They're performing experiments, and they're relaying that information back to mission control. Their colleagues that they're working with collaboratively, they're analyzing and processing that information, problem solving, thinking critically. So Challenger Center is really the embodiment of STEM, but not just STEM. Sometimes we use the acronym STEAM, which is injecting the arts. And what I love about Challenger Centers is they really are a hybrid. It's kind of cross-pollinization, that you've got a science laboratory where students are performing real science experiments, pH tests, radiation tests, all these different experiments, medical tests, but they're also part of a narrative. They're part of a story. The students are the characters in a story, and the plot depends on them and their conversation, their dialogue. So they take on that role. They put on the uniform that way. And they're fully invested. They're immersed in it, and it's completely interactive. So, in much like a stage or a movie set, it's a movie set, but it's also a science laboratory simultaneously. And I think that's what brings it to life for kids, and why they get so excited, why they're so motivated. Because often kids won't learn until they want to learn, and this is a program that really makes kids want to learn.
For people listening on the radio, I want you to talk about your jacket.
Okay. Well, the Challenger Centers have a unique Space Act agreement with NASA, and we were developed by NASA engineers and subject matter experts working with educators around the world to create the first center. So it's continually infused with new information. We use real NASA data sets, so it's not fairy tale or science fiction, although the scenarios are set in the future using technologies we have today extrapolated out into those environments. But each NASA center is surrounded by NASA folks. We have NASA people on our board. We've got our national conference. We got to hear from Dr. Gerstenmaier, who's the head of human spaceflight for all of NASA. He was one of our workshop leaders. So they're tied in very closely. And then, of course, the astronauts are involved in the process, too. And they lend their support. They participate in the missions and test those and help refine and revise those so that it's always evolving, always new. So as flight directors, when we lead these missions, it's been a tradition since the very first center. Like Krista McAuliffe and her colleagues, we wear the flight suit in honor of that legacy and in honor of those family members, and as a way to, again, to immerse the students. When they're there, they're the astronauts, they're the mission controllers on the mission. And the mission success depends upon the students' participation.
How old are the kids before they can participate in Challenger?
Well, that's a great question. When they did a research initially 28 years ago, they found that we were losing students in the educational system around fifth or sixth grade. They would hit the math or science, and sometimes they'd get discouraged and they'd give up. So they said they wanted to make it accessible to students as young or as fifth or sixth grade, but with space, it's amazing. I've gone with my dad and my daughter, and all three of us, all three generations, were fascinated by the mission. We were all learning things. We were playing together, learning together, exploring and discovering together. My dad brought some university faculty members in, and they were working with some of my high school students at the table side by side, and they had their heads together, and they were giving each other high fives by the end of the mission. They were hugging each other because out of success. So I've seen university people be involved, community members, fifth and sixth grade students. And it's interesting that most of these are universities or community centers. These are community colleges. They use them in the College of Education. They are now developing micronaut programs for younger kids, kindergarten through fourth grade. And then we were one of eight centers around the world that was selected to help pioneer development of upper level, secondary and above missions with NASA on a NASA grant. So whether you're in, we've done some test programs. Our official opening is October 11th, but we work with elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, university students, and the community at large. When we were in Arizona visiting a center there, a Challenger Center, the firefighters were doing a Mars mission as a way to develop communication and collaboration skills. So I really think, you know, what age do you stop being fascinated about the universe and about discovery, whether you're Neil deGrasse Tyson or a student in one of our schools? So that's what I love about it, too, is that an 8-year-old might be working next to an 80-year-old on a Mars mission, and they're having a great time and connecting and bonding in a way that I haven't seen anything else.
All right, let's take a break. More with Paul McFarlane when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul McFarlane. He is the lead flight director for the Challenger Learning Center of Northern Nevada. You've got a big week going already this week.
Yes.
And a really big event coming up on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that and who your special honoree is.
Sure. Well, we decided we wanted to start what we hope will be an annual celebration of aerospace pursuits. We're calling it October Skies, inspired partly by Homer Hickam's book, October Sky, the movie.
Great movie.
Rocket Boys.
Wonderful.
Great movie. So we said, well, we want to dedicate our center, and we got a date given to us that was not selected by us, but it, October 11th, and that was the day that NASA launched its first mission officially as NASA. It was the date that the first Apollo human crewed mission was launched and the first American woman to walk in space. Back in 1984, Kathy Sullivan stepped off the Challenger space shuttle. And we said, well, gosh, if we get to dedicate on this day, I wonder if there's any chance we could contact Dr. Sullivan and she might be willing to come on the 30th anniversary of her historic spacewalk. Well, of course, she went on to do three shuttle missions. She was on the mission to deploy the Hubble Space Telescope. She became a chief scientist with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And she was appointed by the president and nominated and then confirmed by Congress just this year as the administrator for all of NOAA. They thought, boy, I don't know, she's an incredibly busy person. Being in charge of ocean, seas and skies is a pretty big responsibility for anybody. But we thought, it doesn't hurt to try to ask. Well, she loves students. She loves science education. And lo and behold, she agreed to come out and join us. So she was named as one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world, and she's going to be here in Sparks, Nevada on the 30th anniversary of her spaceflight, helping to dedicate our center. So we're thrilled about that. We hope people will rally around the effort. All these centers are locally supported by their communities that way, and this is really an opportunity for hopefully businesses, individuals, foundations to support this
organization. So what did it take to get this in Northern Nevada?
Oh, it's been a huge undertaking for us. We started, it's officially about 7 years since we had our application put in. And then there was that huge economic downturn, of course, in 2008, and it was looking tough, but we kind of adopted Churchill's formula, never give up, never give up, never, never, never give up. So we kept working. We started taking spacesuits out to classrooms. We got the first mobile digital dome planetarium. We've been taking that from Gardnerville to Gerlach and Las Vegas, actually, has requested. So we were doing those programs while we were trying to garner the support to build the first center here in Nevada. And it's, most of them are started by often public leaders like a university president or a governor or a congressman. And we've been kind of more of a grassroots effort in many ways. And it really depends on families, foundations, groups coming alongside. We're so thankful to the Redfield Foundation, which does so much in our community. Gene Jones has been a fantastic supporter. Jerry Smith with that organization. They were the first to really see the vision. And I think that's what it takes, is to see the vision of why this is important to inspire kids. What, how do you place a value on inspiration?
So what do you need in terms of, you know, in terms of funding, in terms of manpower to make something like this
sure.
go?
Well, most of the centers take $2 to $3 million. In Colorado, for example, Lockheed Martin stepped up with a $2 million gift. We're a smaller community here in Northern Nevada. We have a lot of students, over 63,000 students, but we really needed those foundations to come alongside and help us purchase the mission control simulators and the space station simulators. And fortunately, again, thanks to Redfield Foundation, Cord, and Pennington Foundation, they step alongside. We still have some debt to pay on the construction, so we want to continue to pay that down. The other part of it is the staffing. A lot of these are part of universities or community colleges or school districts. We're not officially in that respect right now, although we would love to pursue that kind of partnership. And the other big thing is, it's exciting we've got it here, but now the hard work of keeping it here and sustaining it and hopefully getting funding for staffing members like myself and others to help provide these programs.
Do you charge for kids to use it?
Right. We do. In Oakland and New York, the cost is around $725 per mission. That's for an entire group of students
okay.
to go through a NASA-based mission. Our price right now is $700, so some businesses and organizations have sponsored or partially sponsored some groups to help them participate. We also offer scholarships to teachers who do some orientation with us beforehand to help bring that cost down. And we're hoping in the future to work more with the foundations to make it even more accessible, because we want every student in Northern Nevada in the region to be able to participate and never deter a
okay,
kid away.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to put on a link section at NevadaNewsmakers.com information to link to your organization, and then if people want tickets for the dinner, want to buy a table, want to contribute, they'll be able to do it that way. So
That'd
go to NevadaNewsmakers.com, the link section. Paul, congratulations and the best of luck in this continuing mission.
Thank you so much.
All
Reach
right.
for the stars. Thanks, Sam.
Exactly.
Thanks,
thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Discover the Columbus Day event at Ashley Furniture Home Store and save up to 52% off store-wide. Plus, take advantage of no interest till October 2020. Don't miss incredible doorbusters like this sofa for only $485. That's over 65% off. And for 2 days only, get a free gift with qualifying purchase. Plus, for a very limited time, get free financing until October 2020. Discover the Columbus Day event with up to 52% off store-wide. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
So you're telling me that for only $1 down and $10 a month, there's no big commitment, I can shower in a clean locker room, and no one would judge me ever? And it's only $1 down and $10 a month?
Yep. All that for $1 down and $10 a month.
Zickety-doo kitten puppy macaroon!
Exactly.
This month only, join Planet Fitness for $1 down and $10 a month. We're not a gym. We're Planet Fitness.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Jesse Gutierrez is here, former executive director of the Nevada Hispanic Services. Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems and a Democratic National Committeeman. Elizabeth Menneman is vice president of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Paul Enos with the Nevada Trucking Association, also one of our proud sponsors. So Joe Biden comes to town, to Las Vegas, and he's pushing not a $15 minimum wage, but a $10.10 minimum wage, which in Nevada would be $11.10. How do you think this is going to go with our economy and our recovery?
Well, I always wonder what Sam's going to ask when we're here. 10 cents versus 15 cents.
No, $10 versus $15.
$10 versus $15 for the... I don't think that would make that much of a big difference. What are we at now? $8.75, something like that? For the cost of living thing?
We're all kind of nodding.
Yeah, we're $8.25.
About $8.25, yeah. So we're talking about a couple bucks more. It could be a significant impact on smaller business people.
$3, an hour more for businesses.
For the smaller business, it would have a tremendous impact, impact. The bigger businesses like McDonald's or the big chains, I think they could probably sustain it or could handle it. So it's a matter of how the development of our businesses is what we want to do. Do we want to hurt the small business, or do we want to just keep going with the bigger business and forget about the small business? Every time they raise the wage limit, somebody's going to suffer a little bit. And it's the way I understand it, the minimum wage was designed not to be a means of making a living. It was a way of kids going to school, getting a little extra money to pay for their books and whatever. And now it's becoming a way of actually making a living. I don't think it was ever designed for that to be the case.
Chris?
Well, I disagree with that. I think it was designed to be a living wage. And at one time, I think it was a living wage. And when we've had increases in the minimum wage, the dire catastrophes that have been predicted by increasing the minimum wage have never come to pass. There's always a trade-off. Some people have lost their job, and some people have gained a job. But what a lot of economists will tell you is that the balance is that you have more consumers with more money increasing the economy. And you can find an economist that will take any position on the minimum wage. But I do think that if you increase the buying power of the consumers by having a decent minimum wage, I think that benefits the economy overall.
Liz?
Well, actually, I disagree with Chris. Of course, I knew I was going to. That's a wonderful Democrat talking point to try to get at the voters at that end. But I agree with Jesse that this minimum wage is an entry-level starting point. It was never, ever intended at any time to be the living wage that Chris talks about, a living wage. And if you start in as flipping burgers and don't move up, then there's some issue going on there that's greater than the minimum wage that we're never going to address, that we're not going to address it with raising it $2. We're not going to address it with raising $3. It's a bigger issue than just giving them a little bit more money. And I, I have a real hard time with saying it's okay if some people lose their jobs because they're going to. That is a problem for me. So, yes, people are going to lose their jobs. Right now, the fast food industry is set up to be totally automated. But they haven't moved to that. They could at some point in time where there won't even be some of those entry level if we're talking about a fast food establishment or some of these smaller businesses. So,
the problem you have a lot of people that work very hard, 8 hours a day, and they have to be on food stamps, they have to have subsidized housing, because the minimum wage has not kept up with inflation. At one point in time, it was a decent wage. It's not kept up with inflation at all. So now, people that work hard, 8 hours a day, don't make enough to live on.
Well, Chris,
it's just a little scary to me. We talk about raising minimum wage, and I do see this as taking away opportunities from people who want to enter the workforce, who don't have any skills, who do need those entry-level jobs. Right. I look at that. I look at the margins tax that is going to be on the ballot here in a few weeks. And if that passes, talk about what that could do to small business. It would be absolutely devastating. So you look at minimum wage, you look at the margins tax, and I look at the pressure that all these small businesses could be under we're not going to have the entry-level jobs where kids can go and get trained and learn a skill and progress.
Well, they're not connected. Hopefully the margins won't pass.
So. Well, Chris,
hang on a second. You hope the margins tax will not pass?
Yeah, I think the margins tax would be bad for Nevada business.
Hey, I'm not shocked that Chris thinks that. He is a reasonable, intelligent individual. And I think when people do look at that from a very reasonable side, they say, this would be absolutely devastating to Nevada. This would be devastating to Nevada businesses, and it would kill Nevada jobs.
We need the tax revenue, but you have to do it the right way.
There's another factor that's not being looked at also about the minimum wage, and that is it creates a disincentive for a lot of young people who are should be going to educational furtherment. They stick with this job and say, well, I'm doing okay with this, and they lose the willpower to continue going to college to get a better
education.
There's
nothing like cleaning toilets to make you want to further education.
Right.
You know, funnily enough, digging ditches, you know, the faster you dig, the faster you'll be out of those ditches. But also, whatever happened to, you know, a 40-hour week is not necessarily where you want to be when you're starting out. Maybe you want to be working 60 or more hours because you want to get ahead. That's about America, I believe. We'll be right back on Nevada after this time.
I'm workers' comp attorney Jay Short. I grew up on a family farm, and I know the value of hard work. I also know how devastating an on-the-job injury can be. Trusting the right workers' compensation lawyer can make all the difference in getting you and your family back on your feet. At my office, workers' compensation is all we do. We've been helping Nevada's injured workers for over 20 years. We'd like to help you.
If you've been hurt on the job, call attorney Jay Short at 786-2006. Work comp is all we do.
Right now is a perfect time to meet with one of our designers and plan for the holidays during our fall home sale. Come see what's new. Not only will you find our top lines on sale, many have factory-authorized discounts that make the savings the best prices of the year. Enjoy complimentary design and America's finest furniture on sale. Drexel, Stickley, Thomasville, and more. All ready to be custom-made just the way you want it.
And it's like furniture.
Baby, you're not going to go driving right now. You've had a drink.
Will you let go of me?
Give me the keys.
I'm calling the cops. Turn around.
I'm being arrested for
Absolutely.
This?
Put your hands behind your back. Unfortunately, you're arrested for domestic battery.
Come this way. I'm defense attorney Jesse Coulter. Have you been charged with a ridiculous domestic battery like this one? Besides the stigma and loss of rights, you're facing mandatory jail time. I've saved hundreds of people from outrageous domestic battery charges. It's what I do. What's your freedom worth?
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to be talking to Tim Dyer of Nevada Copper about the Pumpkin Hollow Project in Urington.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.